Have you checked out our You, Me, We program? Did I say our program? I should say your program. Hundreds of stores have found...
RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Bob. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Barbara with our Gray Gallery in Boise, Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
I was calling. I wanted to get some pricing on a 1 to 1 1/4 carat round brilliant.
1 to 1 1/4 round. What kind of quality are you looking for?
At least VS. I'd say G.
GBS. Do you have a budget you're trying to make?
FG color.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just want a really good price.
Yeah, I can tell you, they're really inexpensive right now. I mean, they're like 40% less than they were 2 years ago.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Barb, what's your store's main phone number?
208.
Mm-hmm.
385-9337.
Uh-huh. 37. For some reason or other, you came through on a unknown line, so it didn't open up your account for me.
Oh.
Let's get it in here. Let's see, 208-385-9337.
I think we've worked with Dustin in the past.
Yeah. Yep, he's your rep. Let me see here. Barb, you're looking for... 1 carat plus. And round. G plus. VS 2 plus. I'll throw SA1s in there just in case, just to see what's there.
Sure.
Okay, so on hand, let's see. We've got a lot of them out on memo. What's your time frame?
I would need something, I don't know, like in a week.
Oh, okay. You've got a lot of time then. Okay. Let me just tell you that there's a, for example, I have a 1 carat. Let's see what the time frame is on this one here. It looks like this should be here tomorrow. It's a 1 carat even FVS2 trip X with faint fluorescence. And... the net price, well, it's a 1 carat even, $34.75. That diamond would have been $5,000 not that long ago.
Okay.
So that's one option. On hand right now, I have a 1 carat even D as in David VS1 trip X with faint fluorescence. And that one is $51.75. Again,
okay.
That was probably a $7,000 diamond not that long ago. Do those prices seem where you want to be, or?
Yeah. So, what's the reason for diamonds decreasing?
Okay. So, it's market share. The natural diamond market, especially for. Let's say carat and a half and under diamonds has dropped considerably because of the lab grows. If somebody wants to spend what like this kind of money, they'll buy a 3 or 4 carat lab grown diamond. So anything smaller, like half carat, you can buy a really nice half carat for like $600-$700 now. That was like $1,000-$1,200 not that long ago. 3/4 carat,
right.
You know, $1,000-$1,200. They were like $2,500. But there's no demand for them. So when the demand goes down, the prices have to go down or they lose market share. So that's what they did. On hand right now, I also have for a bigger stone, I've got a 120 G as in George, VS1, GIA certified. That one is a trip.
Say that again. It's a carat 20. G?
120
G what?
G VS1.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's a GIA certified trip X faint fluorescence, not an issue with that, for $47.10. That would have been a $7,000 diamond not long ago.
Why so low on that?
Again, that's just the demand on it. The demand for anything under a carat and a half has dropped off. I mean, dropped off a ton because of the lab-grown diamonds. So... not for nothing, but the price of diamonds has been artificially held up because of companies like De Beers for many, many years.
Right.
It doesn't take as much I mean, everything's done by machines now. They mine by machines. They're sourced by machines. It's all done by machines. Not as much manual labor. And so when they get the diamonds out of the ground, they really don't cost that much to do them. But De Beers, over, you know, the last century, has controlled the market on those to keep the prices higher and higher every year. But now, because the market demand is lower for natural diamonds, they probably lost 60% of their opportunities to lab-grown diamonds. They just had the lower price,
right,
or go out of business. So
yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It is, but it's great.
Crazy.
I had somebody that has a customer. We have a trade for life policy. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. So I have a customer that called me today, a guy I've been doing business with for 20 years. He says, you know that diamond that I bought from you a few years ago, I think it was probably like 6 or 7 years ago, the customer wants to trade it for a bigger diamond. I says, great, because we have a trade for life policy. It was a 120 GSI1 diamond, round, okay? That diamond today, 3630 in my system, he paid $6,000 for it then.
Wow.
So I've got to give him $6,000 in trade towards a bigger purchase, which works out great for the customer now, because they're going to get a much bigger diamond for only a few thousand dollars more. They're going to move
mm-hmm.
it to a 2-carat diamond.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, it's the part of the business that's tough for a company like ours with that kind of a policy, but, you know, what are you going to do? We're not going anywhere, so we have to live by the agreements we made, you know, over the last 25 years.
Yeah.
So, but it works out great for somebody buying a natural diamond for the first time right now.
Right, right. Yeah, we only do a little bit with lab grown, but I mean,
yeah,
it's been people that want, you know, a 2-carat, and it's
yeah.
just like, oh my goodness, everybody's going to have a 2-carat plus diamond.
I know, it's kind of ridiculous. They've gone down so much in price. I shipped out a 3-carat lab earlier today. I think it was like $1,000. It's crazy.
Stupid.
Yeah, but compared to a natural
oh my
diamond,
goodness.
A natural diamond in that kind of quality that I shipped out today was like $35,000. You know, not everybody's
mm-hmm.
got that kind of money, but pretty much everybody's got $1,000.
Wow.
It's the nature of the business.
Yeah. Okay. Well, those prices look really good. So
I have that 120 GVS1 here, and I've got the DVS1 here also. The FVS2 is out on memo. I can flag it for you, which means you get it next if you want me to do that.
Let me call my customer right now.
Sure.
And
I'll
call you back.
I'll let Dustin know what we talked about, so he'll be ready for your call.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Thanks
Barb.
So
much.
Yep, have a great
Bye.
Day. Yep, bye-bye.